Welcome back. The folks at Dove, domestic violence ended here in Quincy, getting ready for the big annual Let's Dance fundraiser. It is coming up on Friday, May 8th this year from 6 to 10 up at Granite Links. Mick Hirsch and Cassie McGlynn are here from Dove to tell us more about this and other activities that are happening at Dove. So welcome back to both of you. Good to see you.
Thanks. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, and happy spring.
Yes, happy spring.
It's a
beautiful day out there today.
Yes, it's the Let's Dance fundraiser that's coming up. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But Mick, we wanted to first touch on a topic that's a little bit more serious in terms of loss of some potential funding at Dove, right?
Yes, yeah. that's correct. So as I first assumed the new position last February.
So a little over a year now.
A little over a year, yeah, exactly. And it's been a great year.
Yeah.
With a few exceptions, and one of them is that there's just been a lot of changes taking place, especially on the funding landscape. And at the federal level, one of our largest grants at Dove historically has been from the Victims of Crime Act. We call it just VOCA. And VOCA was a large pool of money. I think it was signed into law and like by Ronald Reagan, you know, many decades ago. And it's just really helped organizations like ours that support survivors of violence. So we support, of course, domestic violence. Just, you know, to provide the services that we do.
Mm.
And so, you know, unfortunately over time, a lot of organizations kind of rely on this. And it was a big pool of money that we would receive. It's gradually, over the past 5 or 6 years, really been reduced. There's a number of reasons for that. But this year, just last week, we learned that there is going to be, for Dove, and for many other organizations, 35% cut in our funding, which amounts to about $225,000.
Okay.
For a small nonprofit organization, that's a lot.
Yes.
And so that's something that, as executive director, of course, I have to think about very seriously. And you know, how do we troubleshoot that? And you know, how do we really kind of build a coalition of our own of supporters to, you know, to maybe help us through this difficult time?
Yeah. Have you reached out to state agencies at all to seek some assistance?
So yeah, that's a great point. So there's a coalition of organizations like ours, domestic violence and sexual assault service organizations, that is called Jane Doe. And Jane Doe is a great advocate for this sort of thing. So they've actually advocated to the state legislature. They're going to be going forth before the legislature next week and advocating for some money. We call it the trust line. So it's going to be a trust line of about $13.8 million that hopefully can fill up some of this gap. But the problem is, you know, you don't want to just constantly be putting Band-Aids on things.
Right.
You want to be, you want to get to the point where you can have like a real sustainable, you know, situation.
Sure.
Not just for my organization, but for, you know, for others.
Of course, yeah. What would that mean if that amount, 225, was cut? What would it mean at Dove?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that I hate to even think about.
Yeah.
that's the sort of thing that keeps me up at night. But Dove is the sole provider of domestic violence services for 17 towns in on the South Shore.
Since 1978. County.
Since 1978.
Yeah.
And we provide comprehensive services, everything from counseling to legal services to children's services to prevention education in schools. We really provide it all.
Yep.
We have an emergency shelter. We provide it all, which is great. And that's one of the things that we're so proud of, because it really does help survivors to be able to come to one place and get all of the services they need.
Literally can be life and death, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's not an overstatement.
Yeah. And the 24-hour hotline
is
one of the things that we operate that, you know, and I mentioned to you earlier that just before the show, that just this morning I met someone who said, you know, I almost needed to call that hotline and I was this close to doing it. So it's out there, and that's what we do. We're not at the point where we would lose that.
Okay.
And I don't want to be an alarmist.
No, I understand.
It,
right.
But
yeah,
when you're still looking at $225,000 cut, that is going to have ramifications.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that could look like we have to scale down some services that we're able to provide.
Okay.
another concern is just that it happens, you know, we're getting cut this year, but we'll still feel it in 2028, in 2029, and on. And you don't want it to get worse over time either, if we get cut again in 2028, for example. So as far as services for the immediate future, I'm really not concerned about that. I will figure out a way. This organization is not going to crumble. We're going to keep it going.
It's a challenge.
But it's but what I want people to understand is that this is the time that we can come together and bolster the organization so that we don't have to worry about this.
Okay.
So that I don't have to lose sleep and like other people don't have to worry about, oh my goodness, if I call this number, is someone going to answer?
The answer is yes.
Yes.
The answer is yes, yeah. But you need a more long-term sustainable solution.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. And you know, and bringing as many people into the fold as possible to like make that long-term solution a reality.
And as you mentioned, it's not just Dove, it's other social service agencies as well. I know South Shore Elder Services and Braintree is looking at a pretty major cut as well.
There's a lot of cuts out there for and it's coming from a number of different funding streams.
Right.
It's not just one, but it's you know, and that makes it difficult too, because I'm just talking about one single cut. But there certainly are others that are looming.
Yeah, which makes fundraising all that much more important.
Absolutely.
Right, like the Let's Dance 2026 event that I know Cassie is very much involved with, and looking forward to Friday, May 8th from 6 to 10 up at Granite Links. What's going on this year, Cassie?
So we're really excited. We're trying something new.
Yes.
Our theme this year is Dovestock.
Dovestock.
Yeah, so this is kind of a nod to the women's liberation movement of the 1960s, you know, burning our bras.
I was just going to ask if there'll be bra burning that night.
Yeah, and it's just kind of, it's us reclaiming our power.
Yeah.
A lot of all domestic violence cases are power and control dynamic.
Yes.
And so female empowerment, women empowerment, gaining your agency and your independence back is something that Dove is known for. So we're really leaning into that and just coming together as community and doing what we can to pick up the pieces of life after and during domestic violence.
Well, the subtitle to Dovestock is Hope, Healing, Safety, Social Change.
Yeah, that's our mission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how will this kind of work towards that goal?
So we have an incredibly powerful speaker that's going to be there and just kind of putting a face to the problem. You know, there's so many of us that are impacted, if not directly, that we know somebody that's been through this. And you know, the first time I met this person, it was just a regular mom doing regular mom things, and I had no idea what was brewing underneath, what's going on behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And for so long, domestic violence has been what happens in your home is your problem. So we're making it okay to exist.
Yeah. And to talk about it. Right?
Yeah, yeah, and giving people a safe space. You know, we're giving them hope. We are the light at the end of the tunnel. Mm. There are so many people that just feel like they're alone and they're going through this by themselves, and we're here to say, no, you're not. And we're gonna make changes together, because community is how we'll all thrive.
That's part of the social change aspect of it, right? Is to remove the cloak of secrecy, right? Speak about it in public.
Yeah, and I think that we do a lot of that with our education and prevention programming. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll go and, you know, we'll knock on businesses' doors around Marina Bay, specifically last year. There were a few kids in the bars that we approached that said, oh, I remember Dove. You guys came to the school. You taught us what it means to be in a healthy relationship and what that looks like, and how we're just kind of shaping the future generation and, you know, to take care of each other. And, you know.
Yeah, that must be rewarding to hear that, and Mick, for you as well. You know, both of you are pretty new at Dove right now, but to hear that the name Dove is synonymous, you know, with help, right, with assistance with domestic violence. You've almost become, you know, kind of the brand name for go-to help in this particular instance.
Yeah.
And that's certainly the goal.
Yeah.
And the mission statement that you read, and it's an interesting kind of mission statement. You wouldn't
right.
even know it's a mission statement in some ways, because it's just calling attention to these key terms.
Yep.
Hope, healing, safety, social change.
And pretty much in that order, too, right, Mick? I mean, that's kind of how the process works. First, give folks hope.
Sure, right? Absolutely. Yeah. I think you can read it in a lot of ways, but what it ultimately does, I think, is it changes the narrative of what domestic violence is, because so much, and Cassie touched on this too, is so much about domestic violence had always been that there was a perpetrator and a victim.
Mm.
And now we're talking about survivors. Mm-hmm. And that's where the hope and the healing and the safety and the social change come in. Because
yes.
once we can empower someone who has experienced abuse, who has experienced violence, who has experienced injustice like that, when we can empower that individual, and then that person can speak to that experience,
right.
just like our guest speaker is going to do on May 8th, in two weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. That's where the social change really does come in.
It also breaks the cycle, right? Because it is cyclical. Domestic violence
yes.
is cyclical.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
certainly.
For that one person to have the courage, I say it all the time, yep. it's incredibly courageous for that person to be able to get up on this night and talk about their experiences
yeah.
in public.
Yeah.
And really break that cycle and show folks it's okay.
Yeah, and it's a celebration
yes.
in a lot of ways. It's
yes.
a celebration of that of that breakthrough, you know, where you realize that you can reclaim yourself and that you have the potential to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so many people in a domestic violence relationship, they've been told, they've been belittled, they've been humiliated, mm-hmm. they've been put down.
They believe it,
and
mm-hmm.
they start to believe it.
Yeah.
And so, this night is about let's dance.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate. Let's
yep.
look at what we've accomplished together, and let's make that the starting point of what our possibilities are.
Exactly.
Be.
Let's talk about, Cassie, let's talk about that night itself, 6 to 10 p.m. at Granite Links. It's a little different format this year, different venue too, right?
Yeah, so same Granite Links, everybody's
yeah.
favorite beautiful view of the city
yes.
and sunset.
Yes.
We're going to be in the Pavilion Tent,
yeah.
which is just a stunning location. A lot of people hold their weddings there, so
oh,
we're
yeah.
just really excited, you know, carry the torch, and we'll have plated dinners.
A nice sit down, very kind of formal.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, yeah. Okay.
Dancing, again, really celebrating success and
yes.
survivorhood.
Yes, well, it's appropriate if the theme is Dovestock.
Mm-hmm.
To have it outside
mm-hmm.
is appropriate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's hope the weather isn't like it was at Woodstock.
Yeah, right, a little less muddy.
Yeah, exactly. Is there live entertainment?
We're going to have a DJ.
Okay.
We're going to, you know, good mix of modern hits and 60s throwbacks.
Okay.
So, we'll, you know, this event is, I think it was started as somebody's 60th birthday party.
Ah.
Just to get the girls together and celebrate. And it's about 18 years running, so we just want to just celebrate, and I think that we'll do that. We have a silent auction.
I was just going to say,
we've
let's talk about
raffles.
The particulars. Yeah, do you have
yeah.
any, can you give us any highlights of the auction items or raffle items?
Oh, yeah, we're really excited. So we've got somebody donated a flight
wow.
for us.
Okay.
We have some really cool items, like a Taylor Swift autographed guitar,
okay.
My personal favorite autographed Leo Messi jersey, and then we have some really cool stuff that was donated from local businesses. So we really like to honor the community that, you know, that we support so much,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them will donate stuff to us that we can happily auction off. A lot of restaurants and
nice.
Stuff around here.
Yeah.
The Fuji Group, they're always really good to us.
Super.
So we'll have they're going to do desserts for us, which is
very
special.
Nice. Okay.
So yeah, just.
Was it a live auction or a silent auction?
Just silent auction.
Just silent auction.
Yeah.
Okay. And raffles that night?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have to be present to win?
You don't.
You do not.
You
okay.
do not.
And you would like folks to RSVP, yes?
Yes, please.
Beforehand.
So we make sure we have room for everybody and
yeah.
food for everyone.
About how many folks are you anticipating?
About 150.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
And do we have any kind of fundraising goal for this event, Mick or Cassie?
So we do have a $150,000 fundraising goal.
Okay.
I mean, we'll always take more. We have
of course,
some
yeah.
incredible support already.
Mm-hmm.
How can I even say? Like the Flatley Foundation they're just so supportive of us, and we're just so grateful for, you know, their sponsorship every
sure.
single year. And so we're really close, but we'll take we'll take more.
Oh, of course, yeah, absolutely. It is 501c3 nonprofit, so donations are tax deductible. I like to always point that out as well. And Mick, do the funds raised at Let's Dance go to any particular program at Dove, or is it for overall operating?
This will be general operating costs.
Okay.
But you know, for an organization like ours, so much of what we do is just directed into programmatic activities.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like staff salaries are the counselors that are providing the counseling and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, so it's 100% general operating funds, but it's well stewarded money.
Sure. Yeah. DoveMA.org/Let's Dance. But buy tickets right online. Is that
yes.
how it works? Okay.
Yeah.
Or you know, latecomers won't be turned away, of course.
Correct.
Donations are always accepted, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need any help that night, Cassie, in terms of volunteers or more donations for raffle items, auction items?
I will take in-kind donations and as long as we can. We'll make the silent auction live a few days before.
Oh, okay. Right on the website?
On the website. Super easy. So, like I said, you don't have to be there to win an item. We'll make sure you get it at the end. The auction.
Excellent. Okay, very good. Then we've been putting up the hotline as well, and then the main business line, too, if folks would like to call and get more information. Mick, just advocating again, right, to your state legislators to support Dove.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this is a team effort. Hmm. I would like to say that we're winning it, even if we're losing some money. But every single day we're getting the word out about who we are as Dove. Other organizations across the country are doing the same.
Yep.
They're getting the word out about what domestic violence looks like, how you can prevent it, how you can respond to it, what are the referrals that you can make, and that and that sort of thing. And so, it's really become a movement.
Yes.
And I think that the idea that this is bigger than ourselves. Is highlighted in Dovestock. You know, Woodstock was bigger than than just this.
Nobody
one
anticipated,
event.
You know, a
no,
million people
and,
to show up.
I pray to God we have better weather than Woodstock because
yes.
If I remember correctly, like they didn't have the best weather
no.
there. So hopefully we'll have better weather.
Yes.
But it was a movement.
Yeah.
It was a movement, and so many people got excited about it.
Yeah.
And it's really that excitement that I want people to feel. Because domestic violence can be just so heavy,
sure.
But it can also be we can overcome.
I hope you have a wonderful event. Thanks for stopping
by.
Thank you so much, Joe. Really appreciate it.